Human Strong, presented in partnership with Bayridge Counseling Centers. And now, this week's conversation.
Hello, I'm Richard Huskisson, and I'm on the phone with Dr. Dylan Brown, a child and adolescent psychologist, and we are talking about the seasonal affective changes. So, Dr. Brown, thanks for joining us. What sorts of changes might we see for young people as the days start to get shorter?
So these seasonal affective changes don't always present the same way for everyone, but the common things that we tend to see is lowering of energy, maybe feeling tired most of the time, disruptions to sleep, so that could either be difficulty sleeping or more sleeping, in addition to changes in mood, of course. And that's what we generally think of when we hear something like depression, that is mood changes. So signs of that could be somebody not enjoying the things that they used to enjoy. So say there were some clubs or activities or relationships that a young person was interested in leading up into the darker months of the year. If that young person starts to seem kind of tired, lethargic, or apathetic, not interested in pursuing those same sorts of activities to the same degree, that could also be a sign that mood is starting to dip with the changing seasons.
Okay. And if you notice somebody's mood is starting to dip and change with the seasons, what are some of the things that young people and families can do to help with that? Do you recommend things like a happy light?
Well, that's certainly one option. And, there are a number of options out there. And some of them, I would want to exercise some caution there, but some of the strategies have some evidence, such as a UV light or vitamin D supplement, that sort of thing. I think there are also some strategies and solutions out there that we need to be careful about. So I think talking to your family physician is always the best bet, or talking to a psychologist or mental health professional if you have one in your life. But in general, I think even without there being, say, quote unquote, a problem, I think families can engage in conversations around seasonal changes. And generally, these are things that run in families. So if a young person is having difficulties, it might follow that there is an adult in that person's life who has faced these difficulties before. And so it provides an opportunity for parents and young people to talk about the sorts of changes that are happening with energy level, just in a very normalized kind of way. These are things that happen with me. Have you ever noticed that? You can start to feel a bit of a change in your mood as the seasons go on, and use that as a starting point to really kind of, again, I'll use the word normalize, or to suggest that it is okay to have these sorts of changes taking place, and developing some strategies to respond to them collectively.
So really, it's all about opening that dialogue.
Exactly. And I think one way to open dialogue in families and even outside the family is a bit of targeted self-disclosure, saying that I go through this too, and what do you find?
All right, that's interesting to know. And how do you know then when it's time to go look for some more serious assistance?
Well, some of those signs and symptoms that I mentioned earlier can be clues that these sorts of things are transpiring. So if we start to see any of those, in addition to difficulty going with school or difficulty to engage in any of those daily activities that are really part and parcel to life, if we notice that the change in mood is starting to interfere in any fundamental way in social life, academics in school, or if there's a job or any other meaningful area. But I guess the point is to remember that things don't have to be in a crisis in order to reach out for help. In fact, the best time to reach out for help is before we get there. All the evidence suggests that early prevention is better. And so that's why I'm really glad that we're having this conversation now rather than in March, when people find that they're really starting to notice a dip in their mood.
Right. This in itself is a way of being preventative and getting ahead of the problem.
Exactly. We're doing it right now.
Excellent. Well, I do hope this conversation helps somebody who may be struggling with the changing of the seasons, the darkening of the days, and to always remember that there's more sunshine coming.
I like that. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for joining us again. And where can people find more information and perhaps more about yourself?
You can look at my profile at Bayridge Counseling Centers or drdylanbrown.com.
BayridgeCounselingCenters.ca if you're looking for the website.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Human Strong. Remember, We're all in this together. We are Human Strong.